episode number 265, Hot 2011 Camaro Convertible News.
Live from the Motor City, Detroit, Michigan, it's the Camaro C28.com podcast with your host Chris Frezza and Jason Debler. Strap in, it's the Camaro C28.com podcast on the air.
And welcome back, everyone, for another exciting episode of the Camaro C28.com podcast. I'm Chris.
I'm Jason.
So what do we got going on this week?
Hot
news.
Camaro convertible news.
Yeah. This was a pretty interesting week because we got a bunch of information that came out, including a TV program.
Yeah.
Which had a convertible in it. Huh?
Yeah. Just out of nowhere.
Out of nowhere.
It was not announced. Suddenly everybody's like, hey.
Hey, did you see that?
Check it out.
No, because I don't watch that show.
Yeah. But you know what? We do talk around the holidays. We do talk about the word glee.
That is true.
And how nobody uses that. So now the television show uses glee. And so essentially the Camaro convertible has joined our glee.
Of course.
Right.
So
we're going to be talking a lot about the Camaro convertible today, but that's not the only thing. We got some other cool stuff we're going to be talking about. Some kind of helpful stuff if you're interested in a Camaro convertible. We're giving away a contest prize, right?
Oh, yeah. It's that time of the month.
Got some. Well, it is.
Yeah. To give away a prize.
Oh, okay. Because you're not the second person to tell me that today.
Oh, God. TMI.
Yeah, well, who cares? So right on. Let's get into it then, I guess. Let's talk about that hot Camaro convertible.
Well, we got a press release from GM that came out this week, and we had the convertible show up in, as we've already mentioned, the TV program Glee.
Glee.
So here's what the press release says. General Motors has announced the highly anticipated Chevy Camaro. It's going to make its production spec debut at this year's LA Auto Show, which we had already talked about in previous episodes.
Right.
Both the 3.6-liter V6, now with 312 horsepower, and the 6.2-liter V8 will be available, mated to 6-speed manual or automatic transmissions, aside from a soft-top convertible. Let's put the rumors to rest. It's not a hard-top.
We already did, really. But yeah.
Soft-top. Very little has changed in terms of updates for the 2011 Camaro. The Camaro convertible hits dealerships in February. And what's the exact date of production?
January 10th.
That's what it's at now. Perfect timing for the snow belt. Yeah, right. Priced from $30,000 even, includes the $850 destination charge. That's nearly $7,000 more than the price of a base Camaro coupe, which leads us to believe the bottom-end trim levels won't be available on the convertible. So it's going to debut at the LA Auto Show.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not surprised that it's not going to have lower trim level.
So I'm guessing a base convertible V6 car will probably be a 1LT or a 2LT car?
I would think so, yes.
Not an LS car.
Right.
Okay. So then people were kind of trying to figure out how much a convertible 2SS car would cost.
Mm-hmm. About $8,000 more than a coupe.
So in the range of $44,000 to $45,000?
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So
let's go back to what I originally state. Dollar for dollar and pound for pound, this is the best performance value out there. You cannot beat this. If you want to say the Mustang's cheaper, fine, you're not getting a Camaro. You're getting a Mustang.
Right.
So, you know, it sounds like a lot of money, but in terms of inflation and over the years, it's really not. It's on par with what it should be for what you get, which leads me into something else that I'll get into a little bit later. Well, I'll get into that later.
Well, the picture they released of the convertible the beach. Beautiful looking car. Obviously, it's got the Inferno orange interior.
Which I'm a fan of.
Oh, of course. Now, the color. The color on this car, I can't tell if it's black or if it's the same black that I have on my Equinox.
With the metallic?
It's like a black with a, I forget what's the exact name of, color, of it is.
You know what would be a good one to ask about this?
Fitzy?
Old Fitzy! And I know he's listening, because he listens every week. You got your window sticker right there.
I just happen to have my window sticker right here. Black granite metallic.
Yeah, that's right. That's it. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I don't know if it was because, you know, every image you see that's issued by Chevrolet has been touched up to a degree just to get, you know, reflections of crew members out of the paint. And,
yeah.
You know, little dust blemishes and things like that to make it presentation worthy. So maybe it just looks that way from the lighting.
But it looks badass.
It does look good.
Another thing we noticed too is the color of the convertible in the TV show Glee.
Yeah.
Was a blue we've never seen before.
Yeah, I gotta say it almost looks like a light baby blue color that the Mustang uses.
Yeah.
But it looks good.
It looks really good.
I mean, everybody knows, I think, by now that I've seen the convertible in person. I've driven the convertible, Camaro convertible in person. And it just still looks stunning. I'm not a convertible guy. I was never a huge fan of convertibles until now. Yeah. It just looks great. And we haven't seen pictures of the top up, and I'm surprised nobody's really made a big deal out of that.
I know.
But I happen to know for a fact that if you like the coupe, you'll like the convertible with the top up.
Really?
Mm-hmm. They paid very particular detail to certain things that make a convertible top up look bad that they're working to eliminate.
Oh, good.
In addition to things like how a convertible car feels and handles, they wanted to ensure that it was very close to a coupe, if not identical to a coupe, because driving a convertible you get cowl shake and things like that. So every detail is being paid attention to.
Well, let's talk about the obvious distinction between a convertible and a coupe, and that's the placement of the shark fin antenna on the trunk.
This was brought up in the focus group by myself personally with some of the team members, and I said, look, I'm not a fan of where the antenna is, and some people may disagree with me. Some people may think that they can out-engineer the GM engineers, but the bottom line is that while remaining cost and production effective, that was really the only place they could put it.
Yeah.
And maybe going forward they'll re-engineer it, but I think in keeping the cost down so they didn't have to re-engineer the whole car as far as the electrical system, the windshield and rearview mirrors, putting it there would have to be completely re-engineered and probably re-crash tested.
Probably.
Separately from the convertible top crash testing.
Personally, to me, it doesn't make a big difference. I really don't care.
Would it look any better if they were all body colored? Would they blend in a little more?
Yeah, well, this is on a black car, so obviously it looks better as the same body color.
Well, what color was it on that one on Glee? I don't remember really.
Yeah, I don't. Did we even get a shot of the rear end of it?
I think we did. I don't know. We'll have to look at it. But, that's just something to ponder. If it was body colored, would it stick out less than if it was the flat black?
Well, it's right smack dab in the middle of the third brake light as well.
Yeah, I know. I asked, can you integrate it into the third eye brake light? And they said not. There's a reason. There's always reasons for things. They don't just do it. I'll just come out and say it. They don't like it either. But, like the reverse lights, there was really only so many options we had. Yeah. The car will evolve. So, and people have aftermarket options as well.
Oh, that's going to happen.
Yeah. That's really about the only thing that I just don't like about the car. The rest of it, it's like we said originally, it is what a Camaro should be. This is what a Camaro convertible should be.
And I'll tell you what, if this car was available when they first produced the Camaro, I'd probably be driving a convertible.
I can't say that I would, but I sure would like to. Yeah. Just because, of what I did with mine. Although having a 600 horsepower convertible car is pretty sweet.
I bet. So that's the convertible news this week. Right. Lots of cool information.
Well, here's some more actually before we move on. Our good friend Camaro Scotty from Newman Chevrolet, who's an active member of CamaroZ28.com and always posts some cool information. He gives some advice on how to order Camaro. He says the first dealer consensus cycle for Camaro convertible will occur in early November. Prior to the consensus, an estimated production guide number for the 2011 model run will be calculated for each dealer. The production guide number will be available for individual dealers to review. This will be available soon. Well, what does this mean to you? Same as the coupe production. All dealers will have a guide number. If the dealer sells over that guide number, the odds are it will not get built. You will be waiting and waiting and waiting, just like many did with the coupe. Be sure to know where you are in line when placing a deposit. And Scotty goes on to say, I personally would ask to see proof of that guide number, or you'll be waiting and waiting and waiting, and there again will be dealers taking as many as they can get, and some will deliver and others will not. Dealers that sell lots of coupes will likely get more convertible allocation, but you do not want to be waiting for this. And then he posts that pictures too.
Yep.
So, gang, don't let your heart rule your mind on this. Be cautious, ask for proof, and make sure that what you put your deposit down for, you will get.
Right.
Don't get suckered in, we should get more. We should get, go to a dealer that'll treat you right. We've always said this.
Have they been able to take orders yet for the convertible? Officially?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't think until production starts on the 10th of January, right?
No. You know, they allowed you to start pre-ordering the Camaro Coupe in October.
That's right. Oh, yeah.
Of 2008 for production in 2009.
It's been that long.
Yeah, it's been that long. But I personally wouldn't put any money down unless you can actually get a workbench number from your order being placed to General Motors.
Yeah, that personally. Guide number, is that what he called it? A guide number.
That's for the dealership.
Right, of the X amount of, okay, yeah, right. Good information from Camaro Scotty, as always. Yep. Scotty, if you're listening, thank you so much. I did reference the disciple meeting just a little bit ago.
Uh-huh.
In a previous episode, we had a voicemail asking to talk more about it. As always, I really can't say much, but day one, we showed up, we met, shook hands, hugged each other, if you're into that sort of thing. And, happy to see our disciple friends and brotherhood and sisterhoods again, and had dinner. Next day, cruised Woodward, and then the next day, we had our focus group meeting, and it was pretty cut and dried, very short, very straightforward. They said, here's what we're going to do, here's what we're not going to do. And one of the things they didn't want to do was talk about a particular model.
Okay.
For whatever reason, don't know, they were focusing on things at hand, the immediate, which was, of course, the convertible. So that's the recap. I know I promised it, in a previous episode, and I really can't say much more than that. So, all right. So what's next? We got to talk about...
I know what we're going to talk about next.
Go ahead.
There's these alleged Z28 pictures that came out this week again.
Yeah, but now we see it does indeed, the mules do indeed have, or at least one mule has the LSA.
Or at least that's what the cover says.
That's true. But nowhere on the vehicle did I see Z28.
No.
I'd bet that it's a Z28.
Alleged Z28.
But I'm not going to come out and say it is because what if?
Yeah.
What if it's not called a Z28 just yet?
And everything's probably pointing to it being Z28, but, whatever.
It probably will be.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying they're wrong. I'm just saying, let's not jump to conclusions. People are saying, it's got these brakes on it. Well, what about the checkered stripes along the bottom? Does that mean it'll get it too?
Remember all the original coupes with all the checkers on them?
Or remember the funky AutoZone headlights that everybody crapped their pants? Oh, my God, it ruined the front end. That's what prompted a Jake Robb, that SOB, to make the wait until you see it in person smiley on the board.
That's awesome.
But, yeah, LSA, allegedly. Z28, allegedly.
Yeah.
Big-ass brakes, allegedly. Looking pretty good.
Yeah.
Can't wait to get mine. Whatever it is.
I'm sure more spy shots will be popping up sooner or later.
Mm-hmm. Keep up the good work, GM.
Yeah.
That's all I can say. And speaking of Z28, I got to say this. There was a poll made.
Message board.
Yeah. That asks $50,000 for a Z28. Is that a good thing? And this kind of... I got to disagree with the wording of that because to anybody... Spending $50,000 is not a good thing, period.
Yeah, you got to put it in perspective.
You got to have a value assigned to it.
Yeah.
And I suggested that we rename it to, is that a good value? But apparently the original poster wanted something a little deeper that a lot of people probably wouldn't stop to consider before they voted, no, it's not a good thing in the poll. So having said that, I'm going to start a more accurate poll this saying just that. Is $50,000 for a Z28, if it is what we all think it's going to be, is that a good value? And that's what I'm proposing to you, dear listeners. You don't have to participate in the poll on the message forum that I'm going to create, or by now have created, but call in and let us know what you think. I mean, if the Z28 is a Z28, and if it has what we think it has, the LSA 575 horse, or whatever numbers they're making up these days, upgraded suspension, upgraded brakes, upgraded front end and hood and everything. Is it a good value?
Mm-hmm.
Let's stop and consider this. I have more than $50,000 invested in my Camaro.
Right.
With a Magna Charger and headers and suspension and wheels. So let's talk about value.
Yeah.
Pound for pound, dollar for dollar.
OEM.
Tell us what you
warranty.
Think. Yeah, warranty. That's right. My warranty is so long gone. At least on... certain things, most engine powertrain related suspension things. So tell us what you think. Is it a good value?
Yeah.
Don't say, yes, it's expensive. Okay, expensive for what?
Right.
We're talking value only,
like
which
you said,
is what's important.
You got to put it into perspective.
Yeah.
In 2004, I bought a brand new 2004 CTSV. MSRP price, $50,000.
Okay.
That was in 2004.
Right.
For a 400 horsepower CTSV.
Hmm. Interesting.
Yep.
Hmm. Well, you know, fair and reasonable is indeed fair and reasonable. We all want a Z28 that costs $2,000 more than an SS.
Yeah.
You know what? But you know what? Build the same 2012 alleged Z28 in 2002. How much?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, some companies did it.
Well, there was a Z28, but...
Well, yeah, but then there was also, like, the ZL1, which had a staggering 400 horsepower for a staggering, what, $80,000 to $90,000 to $120,000.
Exactly.
Granted, there's some differences, but, you know, it's all cost versus value. Value. Yep. What you get for your money, not just what the money is.
Right.
Think about that. Give us a call and let us know. We'll give out the number a little bit, but we do have to move on. Right, Chris?
You betcha.
What's next here?
Next...
We got emails and voicemails, huh?
We sure do.
You know, I expected a lot of venom from our previous show in the voicemails, but so far, apparently...
Yeah, we spent a good deal of the show talking about...
the Chrysler issue.
Oh, yeah. What was it? What was the name of the show?
It's Happy Hour for...
Oh, yeah. It's Happy Hour for Auto Workers. That was hilarious.
It was indeed. So, all right. Well, we got to move kind of quickly through this. Otherwise, we're going to have an extremely long show.
Okay.
Oh, by the way, 13 of the 15 of those Chrysler auto workers were indeed fired.
Yeah.
The other two must have been just standing around being innocent.
Yeah.
Not covering their faces when the cameras were showing up. All right. So, we got an email here from a guy named Frank. And the subject is sight lines, and it was pretty short and sweet, which is the way we like it. I hear the sight lines on the Camaro are not very good. Is my information accurate? Well, that depends on where you sit, how tall you are, where your head is, and most importantly, where you position your rearview mirrors.
Exactly. Yeah, once you get in the car and adjust your seat properly, adjust your rearview mirror and your side mirrors, you know, like we've always said, don't adjust your side mirrors so you can see yourself. I mean, you know where you are. But you need your side mirrors adjusted properly to see the road and the other lanes. So once you get used to that, I think I have no problem whatsoever. It took me about a month to get used to.
Yeah.
But that's it.
I got used to it nearly immediately.
Really?
The only thing you don't get used to is when you're going forward, but when you're backing up and you got to sling your right arm over the back of the passenger seat and look over your shoulder, you're going to have a tough time seeing things.
Yeah, especially if you got a baby seat installed in the back too.
That looks like a racing seat, I might add. But then again, use your mirrors. I mean, my father-in-law drives a panel van because he's a handyman.
Mm-hmm.
So he has no back windows at all. So he uses his mirrors.
Yep.
You know, if you're backing up, you got to be cautious anyway. I actually found a YouTube video that my mom sent me, of all things, or a video that I threw up on a YouTube, and I'm going to publish it, that tells you how to, visually, instructs you how to adjust your mirrors. And it works great for the 2010-2011 Camaro, because I've done it, that's how mine are set, and I can see just fine. So, adjust your mirrors and you'll be fine, really.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Maybe we need to make an instructional video ourselves. With the 2010 Camaro.
Yeah, because...
On how to adjust your mirrors.
That's a good idea, because the video that I have is produced by somebody else, and I don't, you know...
Yeah.
I haven't found it on YouTube, so I'm publishing it, I guess, on behalf of them, but I don't like doing that too much. But if it helps somebody out, I'll leave it up for a while.
Okay.
Until we can get our own done. Good idea, Chris.
Yep.
So we got a couple of voicemails.
Yep.
All right, good deal.
I have a question. This is Jonathan Brown out in Oldham, New Jersey, JBSC6 on your website that I joined. Big Camaro fan. I own a Vette and a Cadillac CTS, but my question is, the new Boss 302, I realize it's not out yet, but is it going to be quicker than the GT500 around a track? And if not, or how do you think it compares with the Camaro SS? I know the last lightning lap with Car and Driver, the SS smoked the Ford GT pretty well, but now they got the 5.0. And the Boss 302, where do you think the SS is going to sit in between the 5.0 and the Boss 302? Just your opinion. Obviously, you don't know the facts, whatever, because the cars aren't on the road yet. But I just thought I'd ask your opinion. Thanks a lot. You guys put on a great show. I look forward to it every week. Take care.
Jonathan Brown calling in from New Jersey again.
Thanks,
Love
boss.
Love his accent.
Thanks, boss.
Love his accent.
He sounds like he could whack somebody.
I know, he does.
Maybe he has. Maybe I shouldn't have said that. Blow up my car.
So he wants to know the difference between the Boss 302, the GT500, and how the Camaro SS fits in between there.
Well, he wanted our opinion.
Right, even though the car's not out yet.
Yeah. Well, I'll give my opinion, but it's not. Oh, the weather's really hitting you hard, isn't it?
God,
yeah, it's chilly around here. My opinion is not a good answer to the question, but it's the best one I can give. If the Camaro SS doesn't compete with them, which it may not, you know, I mean, because
it will.
It's a matter of one-upping.
Yeah.
So if it doesn't now, it will later.
Well, the Boss 302 is only going to... It's going to be pretty much in line with the Camaro SS, maybe a little bit more horsepower.
Yeah, but it's going to weigh like 1,500 pounds less than the Camaro.
Here we go again.
Oh, it just never ends.
It doesn't.
It's like one little corner, little voices. Me, yeah. Me,
and the GT500, I mean.
Well, geez, man. The GT500 is going to smoke the Camaro SS, okay? That's not opinion. That's fact.
Yeah.
By how much? Who knows?
Yeah.
It's tough to call, but I think that it's a good thing. If the Mustang is out ahead, that's a good thing because that just means the Camaro will. I mean, it keeps the cycle going. It's awesome stuff.
Yeah.
Mr. Brown, thank you so much for calling in, as always. Love to hear from you.
Yeah, it's Mudbone here. Calling in. Sorry I didn't miss the marathon of voicemails last week, but I was kind of busy and I couldn't get a call in. But I'm glad to hear about that iPhone application that you all are developing. After that back and forth about how to do a link to the iTunes site through the browser, I did manage to hook up a shortcut through Safari, and it's kind of convoluted, but it does work, and it's quicker. I got my iPhone 4, and then it also didn't matter because it was so much faster navigating than my old iPhone 3 that all the pain and agony sort of disappeared. But no, nonetheless, I'm still really looking forward to a dedicated application, so I'm sure it'll be cool and convenient. So get it out there, guys. The other thing I wanted to talk about was kind of responding to that set about the drinking and carrying on at the Chrysler plant. I totally agree with both of you, especially Jason was really on the rampage about it. And I agree, it's not acceptable. Anybody that says you're on your own time at lunchtime in the middle of a shift is full of it. Also, I'd like to point out the positive aspect that I see in this is that somebody from within the plant ratted these guys out, which means to me that that they do take pride and are serious about their job and don't want to see this kind of behavior. And they took steps to see that it got ended. And I think that's a good thing. I'd encourage anybody else. Regardless of what kind of occupation, you know, when you see somebody doing something that is going to hurt your business or hurt your industry, you need to call it out. I mean, that kind of behavior is just ridiculous. Anyway, that's my sense of it. Y'all have a good one. Take care.
McBone laying down the law.
Heck yeah.
Nice.
He's right. He's absolutely right. Somebody's got to call out these people.
You know, I think that anybody who says, I don't want to be a snitch, I'm sorry. Turn the volume down. Complete and total pussy. I swear to God. If they don't want to stand up for what's right, then you... I don't want to be a snitch. Oh, so you don't want to look out for your own job, too.
Right.
You know, you're looking out for your job and everybody else's job who's doing a good job. Man, that's just bullshit.
Yeah.
BS.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Well, we actually got a response, too, in writing in the podcast forum about what we talked about from someone.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I believe it was Ed.
Ed Kleehammer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who said something to the effect of, check back in another month and we'll see if the union has rehired these people.
Yep.
Or for them, the company has been forced to rehire these people or something like that.
Yeah. So guess what? They're being forced to work on your cars drunk. now it's not their fault anymore.
Yep.
I could go on for another hour about this, but he did also reference the iPhone, the app that we were talking about for this very podcast, so you can listen to our show.
It's been fun to work on right now. Still doing testing on it, doing some tweaks with some graphics and stuff like that. It's going to be a very basic app. I mean, you're going to have...
Very clean.
You're going to have the podcast with, I think, the latest 20 episodes on one screen. Another screen will have a link to our pictures that we've taken at SEMA.
Yep.
And we'll be adding to.
Right.
And then our Twitter page and then a little contact form so you can send us an email for about the podcast.
You know, you got a message you want to send us or, you know, improvements to the show or the app.
Yep.
I wouldn't say it's basic. I would say it's clean. It's a very, very straightforward. You can, and you'll be able, the best part is, pick a show, click the title, and it plays right there in your iPhone.
Yep.
Right there. So we just bring it one more easy way for you to do it. Chris, you do a stellar job on this, and thanks. I can't wait to start playing with it. The app. So anyway, Mudbone, thank you so much for calling. Thanks for backing us up on that. Appreciate it. We welcome differing opinions as well on that or anything else we talk about. So, we encourage dialogue, period, from you listeners out there. It's really easy to do. Tell us about, what you think about that $50,000 value.
Yeah.
Is it a value for the Z28 or anything else that's on your mind? And here's how.
To stay informed and in touch with the Camaro Z28.com crew, go to the message boards at CamaroZ28.com. If you have a question for the podcast, call the Camaro Z28.com voicemail hotline. The number is 586-486-3182. That's 586-486-3182.
And by the way, we really ask that everybody try to keep their voicemails under a couple of minutes just so we can fit them all in. Yeah. Otherwise, you run the risk of getting bumped to a later date because we just run out of time, I'm sorry to say. So a couple minutes or less is always much appreciated. You got another one?
We sure do.
All right.
Hey, guys. AJ calling. I will just say I got my package. I love everything in it. I've been watching the movie all day. Some great racing on there. Thanks for the lanyard. I needed one real bad. My old was getting really tired, and I'm glad I got one, a middle one. That was really cool. The keychain, I love it. That's going to be the first thing I put on my key ring when I get the keys, my new Camaro. And the cars are real cool. I'm going to pass those out. I've been doing a little recruiting for the website, too. And it made me realize I hadn't said my name in a while. And people might not know my name on the form. It's 2010. It's RS. It's 2010. It's /RS on the board. Thanks, guys. Love the podcast.
Well, AJ got the stuff.
Yeah. We every month we pick a voicemail. We give out a prize.
And we're going to do that here in a couple minutes. A
couple minutes, yeah.
We got to give it out for September.
You know what I sent, AJ?
What?
Our 2010 RSS, SS/RS. I found an actual sealed Scandalous Racing DVD in my prize pack collection. Yeah. So he got the last one because they sent us some. I don't even think they're around anymore.
No, they're not.
But it was a cool, cool DVD.
Oh, definitely go into the extras.
Yeah.
And watch the extra of the guy who goes into a Ford dealership and test drives a Mustang.
Oh, yeah. We wouldn't advocate anybody replicate that,
no,
by the way.
But you got to check that out.
That was a cool video, man. I kind of miss those guys. But he also got a Nittle keychain lanyard type thing. And I think I threw in some other goodies, too, and including some Camaro Z28.com member cards.
Nice.
Yeah. So, always, as always, AJ, thanks for listening, and everybody else too. So we got to give out a voicemail for September, a voicemail prize pack for September.
Yeah.
And do we have a?
We'll do it right after the last voicemail.
All right, good deal. So
I'll play the last one.
All right, cool.
Hey guys, this is Russ Raleigh, CA from the message board. Wanted to check and see. I got my car painted in May, and I want to see what you guys' favorite wax polish sealant. I know everybody likes Zeno, and I think you guys have used that. And I've read on the board some Meguiar's and some other exotics, I guess. I just want to find out if Zeno is still your favorite on there, and so I need to go ahead and take care of that this week. Let me know. Love the podcast, and keep it going.
Thanks for calling in, Russ. Haven't heard from you in a while.
Yeah.
Still wants to know if we're still using Zeno.
Yes, we are.
You betcha.
Yep.
Don't use anything but.
Yeah, we've been using it for, geez, going on 12 years now.
Yeah.
Yeah. And part of the reason is we think it's the best stuff out there. Granted, somebody can outshine us with something else, but the thing is we know exactly what it is. We know it's not the same stuff in a different bottle with a higher price tag than what else is on the shelf.
Exactly.
So, yeah, I mean, we prefer it just because I think it's because we're used to using it, and we know it. Any car polish, I think, takes some time to actually become a master of using it. You know how much to use and which direction to use it in and everything. So, yeah, we prefer it. I think there's some other stuff out there that I've got on my shelf that I've won at car shows and whatnot that isn't Zeno that I'll use like in a quick touch-up type thing just to use it up. But when it comes to the shows, by the way, top 20 recipient at the NEOCC and first place at Superfest. Thank you, Zeno. So, we prefer Zeno. Check it out at zenostore.com And if you order, put a note in there that says you heard about them from the CamaroZ28.com guys.
And if you call them up, talk to Sal. Let's
talk to Sal. And don't say you sound just like Andrew Dice Clay, because he'll come over to your house and punch your jaw loose.
Oh, Sal's a good guy.
Yeah. So, Russ, there's your answer, man. We still prefer it just because we like it and we're used to it and we know what it is and we stand by the quality.
Absolutely.
So, anybody has any tips and tricks, wait till spring.
Yeah.
Because we're going to be talking about
putting our cars away
in, you know, storage tips for that.
Yeesh.
In upcoming episodes. So, I guess, is that it for the voicemails?
That's it.
All right. I guess we got to give the prize away.
We do.
So, last month, we gave away to AJ... also known as 2010 SSRS. And I got to think that this month, for September, we got to give it away to AJ 96Z28. We got two AJs that call in.
Yes.
He was talking about too many gaudy fifth gens out there.
Yeah.
And we couldn't help but agree with him on that. If you can peel it and stick it on a Camaro, some people buy it and peel it and stick it.
Yeah,
and
no
you
kidding.
Can tell.
Yeah.
All the, geez, there's just too much. Like I said, you got to plan your car out, right, Chris?
You betcha.
Just because it's available doesn't mean you should put it on there.
Right.
You know, next thing you see, we'll see those Buick fake portholes on the fenders.
Oh,
and
no.
Everything. Oh, so hey, AJ96Z28, shoot us an email, webmasters@CamaroZ28.com, with your mailing address, and I will ship you out a Camaro and Chevrolet and CamaroZ28.com prize pack.
Nice.
We're doing this once a month. Every month through the end of the year, and well,
only a few more months left.
A couple. So, you know, get your voicemails in because you got a voice, you know, leave us a voicemail to do it. What else we have here? A couple things. Parts for Your Car, our new one of our new sponsors, has a quick special that they posted in the supporting vendor group purchases and sales forum. This is pretty interesting. I didn't expect to see this one coming. OEM HID assembly and protective covers. So you hit a stone chip. Crack your lens on your 2010, 2011 Camaro, which I know has happened. Though they're not super cheap to get replaced, but PFYC.com, Parts for Your Car, seems to have a pretty good deal. And they have a promo code in the thread. Chris, you can link this up in the show notes.
Okay.
10% off. They also offer protection. So, you know, you can put the I don't know what it's called, the Expel or InvisiShield. There's different brand names. I think it's all the same stuff to protect it so it doesn't happen a second time. So we thank Parts for Your Car for bringing that special to the CamaroZ28.com masses.
Nice.
To the mob. And I think that's it, right?
Yeah.
Looks like we're out of time.
We're definitely way over again.
Yeah, sorry, everybody. But for those of you who wanted a longer episode, well, you're welcome. So we got to get out of here, huh?
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks for listening, everybody. Get your voicemails, get your emails in. Look forward to the iPhone app and everything else we'll cover next week.
Yep. We'll see you next week.
Thanks for listening to the CamaroZ28.com podcast. If you have questions or comments for Chris and Jason, call our voicemail hotline, 586-486-3182. Or send your comments by email, webmasters@CamaroZ28.com. Once again, thank you for listening to CamaroZ28.com podcast. We'll see you next week.